Welcome back, listeners, to Season 2, Episode 5 of...
Scallywag Show Tunes with Arthur...
and Charlie Chimbley, Esquire, at your service.
Charlie, continuing on now with our rich golden seam of Cockney music from the 1980s, Arthur,
can we have another one from Mr. Judge and Jury, please?
Well, like Punch and Judy, do you mean?
No, Arthur, you are a blockhead sometimes.
Oh, how dare you? I'm the clever one here. I'm not
well,
a blockhead.
Well, if you were the clever one here, you would know that expression blockhead pertains to lovers of injury.
Injury? What injury? Done yourself an injury there, Charlie?
Oh, why? Ian. What? Ian Jury of the Blockheads.
Oh, no wonder I got it wrong. It's not Jury. You blockhead, it's Drury, like Drury Lane. Oh,
sometimes you're so dreary, Arthur. It's Jury with a J.
No, it's spelt with a D. Let's bring in the jury to judge, shall we?
No, it's got nothing to do with legal fraternity and judges or juries, Arthur.
Oh, has it not, Charlie? Well, what do you think it's about, then?
Love, Arthur, love.
Oh. Has it got anything to do with love?
Sex and drugs and rock and roll.
Oh, you think that's love, do you?
Certain rock and rollers might say so, like Ian Jury.
Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Is all my brain and body need. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. It's very good indeed. Keep your silly ways or throw them out the window. The wisdom of your ways, I've been there and I know. Lots of other ways. What a jolly bad show. If all you ever do is business you don't like. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Sex and drugs and rock and roll is very good indeed. Every bit of clothing ought to make you pretty. You can cut the clothing. Grey is such a pity. I should wear the clothing of Mr. Walter Mitty. See my tailor, he's called Simon. I know it's going to fit. Here's a little bit of advice, you're quite welcome, it is free. Don't do nothing that is cutthroat. You know what they'll make you be. They will try their tricky device, trap you with the ordinary. Get your teeth into a small slice, the cake of liberty. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. 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 Sex and drugs and rock and roll.
That was clearly about sex and drugs and rock and roll, Charlie.
Really? Eh?
Not love. Unlike our next song, which is actually about love, although not, you know, well, pure love.
Oh, so you mean dirty love?
No.
Contaminated
love? No.
Polluted love?
No.
Toxic love?
No.
Poisoned love?
No.
Grimy love?
Grimy love? Grimy river love?
Is that the next song?
No, it's, you know... unfiltered love.
Infected love.
Oh, no. It's coming to me. It's coming to me.
Come on out with it. Come on.
Tinted love.
Oh, yeah. You mean like rose-coloured glasses love.
Well, yeah, something like that.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. To the heart of me.
spread love. Yeah,
well, yeah, we knew that.
But soft sell.
As opposed to hard sell.
Oh, yeah. Well, they really didn't have to try very hard to sell that song at all.
No. As 80s pop songs go, it didn't try hardly at all.
No.
It just reached the top of the pops effortlessly.
Yeah, it was number one in the UK, the Antipodes, Germany, South Africa, Canada and Belgium.
Hang on, some of those countries don't even speak English, Arthur.
Oh, well, it was the universal language of the synthesizer, wasn't it?
Speaking of sympathizers, I feel love right now, Arthur.
Well, just as long as the punters know, it's brotherly love, Charlie.
It's always brotherly love with you, Arthur. Mm. But this one is I Feel Love
by the Bronski Beat.
Oh. Lighting more than love, Arthur.
Well, that is the effect the 80s synthesizer will have on you, Charlie.
You mean sympathizer? Mm. Like
what?
A cat.
Well, how do you get from strobe lighting and synthesizers to cats?
Well, cats are sympathetic to your needs.
Oh, I never experienced a cat being sympathetic to my needs.
Because you were never a lover of cats.
No.
How shall I put it, Arthur? I mean, do you, Arthur, love cats?
No.
Pretty.
one flea, pretty, 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 pretty fleas.
No.
The cure. I mean, did they have to go that far?
You might love cats, but I truly hate fleas. I could easily write a song called Hate Fleas.
I know that beauty is the eye of the beholder, but that beholder must have been using a microscope, Arthur. I mean, a pretty flea. How can one even see that?
Fleas, in my opinion, were only good for one thing, and that was reducing the population in the time of the plague.
And it weren't cats, neither, transporting them fleas.
No, of course, it was them bloody ugly rats.
Mind you, Arthur, I have come across pretty rats in my time, as opposed to pretty fleas.
Mm.
I mean, there's a song in that, Arthur, a lovely rat.
What?
Like, Ben, the two of us need look no more.
Charlie, wait, Charlie, are you saying there's a song about a rat called Ben?
No, Arthur. Oh, yes, sir. No. Yeah, yes, no. What I'm really trying to get at, Arthur, is that I too could write a song called Love Rats by the Cured Meats.
Which is the only thing they're good for. Many's the cured rat that saved our bacon.
Bacon?
Speaking of
what
which...
What bacon?
Speaking of which, no rats...
Or cats.
Or fleas.
Though I have popped a few in my time.
Not in this episode, though, no.
No, no. No drug-addled rock stars.
Or jury members.
Or punching duties.
Or blockheads.
We're armed in the making of this episode of Scallywag Show Tunes. We are Arthur...
And Charlie...
Chimbley Esquire at your service.
And it's good night from me.
And it's good night from him. Good night. If we had a choice of rats and bacon, Arthur, why didn't we just eat the bacon?
Because there weren't none.
You very clearly stated that the rat saved our bacon. So where's my share of the bacon? I mean, I never saw one rat.
I've already said, Charlie, there weren't none. Saving the bacon is an idiom.
Don't you call me an idiot.
Oh, Charlie!